This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
There's nothing more infuriating than to only have the perfect cup of coffee for about 90 seconds. We'll ask my guest what he thinks about that. My guest is a writer. He's an instructor. He's an advocate. He's an activist. And he is Dean Weingarten. Dean, do you drink coffee?
I do.
Yeah?
I used to. A couple cups every day, given the admitted and proven by numerous studies benefits to drinking coffee.
Yeah. Does it ever bother you as much as it seems to bother me that I can only have the perfect cup of coffee for about 90 seconds before the temperature goes from being too hot to being too cool?
Yeah, it seems that way. I listened to that first ad you had on and thought, you know, that sounds like a pretty good idea. They'll probably sell a bunch of them.
Yeah. Burnout. Made by rocket scientists. It's just a mug. There's no electrical or anything to it. So it's a very interesting little piece. So then, in anticipation of you coming here, I have not been looking at for your interview stuff or reading any of your stuff, because I like for you to talk about your stuff. Is there something new that you have written about that you'd like to bring up?
Well, yes. I don't know if you saw the article about the Brazilian elections. Now, their elections are different than ours. They have about 30 parties that have members in their legislature. And so they do a runoff election for president where the top two contenders then have another election about a month later, and then they choose the one that gets the majority of the votes in the runoff election, and that's if nobody gets a majority in the first election. And there's a very popular presidential candidate there in Brazil called Jair Bolsonaro, and he is a pro-gun rights activist. And he got over 46% of the vote in the first election and is contending with the next highest candidate, which is 29%. So he has an excellent chance of becoming the next Brazilian president. And he also, that only half of the existing candidates in the legislature got reelected. So he's probably going to have a conservative majority in the Brazilian legislature as well. So we may be seeing some real reforms in the highly restrictive gun laws that now exist in Brazil. Now, that doesn't mean that much to many Americans, but to see other countries moving away from the extreme restrictions on gun ownership and use that exist in most of the world outside the United States is a very positive thing.
Well, I mean, in Brazil, in certain areas of Brazil, if I'm correct, you correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like law enforcement never really gets to be off work, and wherever they go, they're always suited up and ready to go, because once they're identified as a police officer, they become a target, and It's a very, very dangerous place to live, even though they're one of the BRIC nations.
Well, they do. They have, I'm forgetting the term, for their impoverished areas that really have very little police control in them, and that's where most of the killings occur. And they have one of the highest murder rates in the world now. It's last I looked, it was about 39 per 100,000, which is right up there with Chicago for the whole country. And this murder rate has continued to climb after they put in very strict, very restrictive gun controls in 2003. And before that, since about 1980, they'd been making the controls stricter and stricter and stricter. Before 1980, you know, it wasn't too hard to get a gun or own one in Brazil, and their murder rate was about a third what it is now. So you can't say by this, as a scientist, I have to say that doesn't prove that gun control causes murder. But what does show is that gun control doesn't reduce crime.
Right.
And certainly the U.S., where we have had been reducing gun control, making guns easier to carry, easier to own. Well, not much easier to own, but certainly easier to carry around and protect yourself with for the last 30 years. Our murder rate dropped during that period considerably. So it's at the minimum, you can say there isn't any real correlation with tight gun control and low murder rates. In fact,
yeah,
there's plenty of countries with very tight gun control and very high murder rates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What we do know about gun control is it makes it easier for the criminal to prey upon the law-abiding citizen. We do know that part about it. So
I think that's true. And I'd say this, if you're a law-abiding citizen who wants to protect yourself, you're more likely to be prey if there's strong gun control in force. If there isn't strong gun control in force, strong is probably a bad word, strict or highly restrictive gun control is a better choice.
Right.
If they're not in force, I mean, if you have your right to self-defense protected, then the people who choose to protect themselves are less likely to be victims.
You know, 39, I think, what is our murder rate? 5 per 100,000?
It's a little over 5. It was 5.3 last year, and the FBI came out with some figures recently, but it's 5.2.
That's all murder.
Before that, it was 4.5.
Yeah.
It shot up after, Obama administration basically denigrated the police and said they're liable for stuff, and so they stopped policing in high crime inner city areas called the Ferguson effect.
Right.
Popular, and it seems to be real. And now that President Trump is in power and the police are getting more support, the crime rates are starting to go back down a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, when you look at our five, and I mean, that's all murders, that's strangulations, knifings. And
that's right.
All things. 5 versus 39 in Brazil. Do we know what the population is in Brazil?
It's 210 million people.
210 million people. So they've got two thirds of our population.
Two thirds of our population.
And, they have six times the murders. eight times the murders.
About eight times the murders. That's right. I mean,
so,
murder rate is about eight times as high.
Right. Gotcha.
So, and there are other countries that show a similar type thing. If you look at Jamaica.
Well, before you go into Jamaica, we're about to run out of time, and we can definitely pick that up on the other side. Dean Weingarten, he is a writer of note at Ammoland.com. He is also a writer of note, and I did not know to this extent, but he told me today at Truth About Guns, which we hear from Dan Zimmerman on a regular basis. So he's got over 1,000 articles at Ammoland. He's got over 1,000 articles at The Truth About Guns. So, and that's just the two websites that he's told me about. I suspect there's probably more out there as well. But all I will say is that if you go out there and you search Dean Weingarten, first of all, you're going to find a picture of him at a gas pump open carrying, and then you'll get a link to where all the stuff he's written. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer. Tell me about your time as an instructor. I mean, I know about your time as a writer. Tell me about your time as an instructor.
Well, I started instructing on a regular basis, well, I think it was in 1974, when I got certified. I was certified in 73 as an NRA and a Boy Scout instructor, and in 74 I was looking for work. And it was the summer between, summer of 74, and I worked at a Boy Scout camp in southern Wisconsin. I just drove by, is in the Mauston area, on the way up to my brother's and trying to do some stories up in northern Wisconsin. I drove by that camp area. It was really nostalgic. And I taught hundreds of Boy Scouts basic shooting skills there. And then I instructed people on a semi-regular basis. Like I helped doing some, I did some instruction while I was in the Army as a military officer, and I did a little instruction while I was in Panama for just to help out, I think, the local military there when they were having a fair-type situation where they're teaching some officers to shoot. And then I really got back into instruction in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s in the United States, teaching concealed carry courses in Arizona. And
right.
I was one of the first ones offering a course there, and I followed that for, did that for 15 years. We taught about half the people that got permits in Yuma, concealed carry courses. And, I loved teaching concealed carry courses because you get this great crop of people. You just get these incredibly responsible people, top of the community. I never, for example, in that 15 years got a bad check. The level of people who take the time to prepare themselves and get instruction is extremely high. And what you find this in the statistics about people who get concealed carry permits. They're incredibly responsible and law-abiding. They're like, what did John Locke find out there? About 11 times more law-abiding than police officers. I mean, that's a statistic off the top of my head, so I wouldn't want to be quoted on it necessarily. You'd have to look up his research. And I found that they were several times less likely to commit homicide than police officers in some research I did, in which I compared domestic violence homicides because those were the most readily available that I could get to make comparisons on.
Well, I think I read somewhere that in Texas, for example, if you didn't have a concealed carry permit, you were six or seven times more likely to commit some kind of a crime than if you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more than six or seven times. And it's, so you can look it up. John Locke has those numbers. And there are other places. I looked at Wisconsin and Minnesota kept track of people who committed crimes with concealed carry permits, and it was much lower rate than the general population. So, but I just, you know, that's part of my teaching experience is that the people in the gun culture are just generally very upright, upstanding, moral people who you would want to have as friends and associates.
Yes, well.
So. Yes. But then in Arizona, yes. About close to the time that I retired out of the Department of Defense, we got constitutional carry, which I'd been pushing for in Arizona for years. I mean, it's obvious, an obvious goal. I stated from the beginning of my teaching there that that's what we should be pushing for, is constitutional carry, where you didn't have to have a permit to carry concealed or openly. And we got that, and about the same time as I retired, I started writing on a full-time basis, and that's become my passion. So I can reach people and inform a lot more people writing or speaking on a radio show like yours
right.
than I can by teaching 10 or 20 people a class.
I want to ask you a question that is pure, I don't know if you're going to be prepared to answer this or not. If you want to tell me that you're not prepared to answer this, this is fine. I asked the guest I had on before you, was a young man named Cole Lou, and he is the marketing director, I think, for Spikes Tactical. And they have come under just some very targeted taxes here. They've had Shopify. Shopify's pulling the plug on everything they have online. And now they've had a bank roll in and say, we're not going to represent you and you can't do your business with us anymore. So now they're going to have to find another bank. Why don't we see some organizations that you know members of those organizations? I know member of these organizations. Why aren't these organizations coming out front? Why don't they have like a rapid reaction squad showing up at these businesses saying, okay, tell us where they're hitting you and how they're hitting you and what the impact is on you? Why don't I see that happening? Care to tackle that one?
I think there's a number of factors. One is that we have become used to a media attacking and attacking and attacking the gun culture and trying to delegitimize. And we're only starting to get into an era where we fight back. And I have to give President Trump a lot of credit where he is doing that. And people have to realize it's possible for the gun culture to fight back and win. And we've been doing it in a kind of disjointed fashion. And I think it's going to happen, and I'm not sure how it's precisely going to be organized. We have things, for example, like the NRA's lawsuit against the mayor of New York and the governor of New York,
right,
Cuomo, for essentially directing New York's bureaucracies to decertify the NRA as an organization they're willing to deal with. It's direct action by the government against a particular organization because they don't like the views that organization has.
Okay.
And I think that's what you see with Shopify as well, although they're not the government. They're a little harder to counter.
We're coming up on the break. I want to continue this line simply because I think it'd be – well, you know what? I'll ask you that question when we get back. But anyway, Dean Weingarten, he's a writer at Amaland and at – The Truth About Guns and other places. He'll tell us that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall in the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane packed winds of 155 miles an hour. Republican Governor Rick Scott of Florida said now is the time for Floridians to come together.
Following the storm, we must all come together and work together. During disasters, Floridians take care of each other. We saw this after Hermine, Matthew, Irma, and Maria. Floridians are strong. Floridians are resilient. We will recover, and we'll do it together. Florida is unbreakable, and we'll get through this together. Hurricane Michael cannot break Florida.
The Dow lost 831 points to close the day at 25,598. Some people are attributing that to the raise in interest rates. President Trump before his rally tonight in Erie, Pennsylvania.
No, I think the Fed is making a mistake. They're so tight. I think the Fed has gone crazy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Perfect cup of coffee for longer than 90 seconds. BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, trainer, activist, and I asked him a question, and you were answering the question. I want to know, I see the validity of what you're saying, but with these denial of services attacks that we have happening to some of these companies, do you believe that, like I do, that it's just sort of a litmus test to see if they get by with it, and if they do, if they can pull this off and not have some sort of a blowback against them, they'll just keep on going?
In a sense, yes, but it's not just on guns or the gun culture or people who sell gun gear. It's against the whole constitutional fabric. It's against people who believe in the rule of law. And who believe in constitutional protections. We see it amongst Google and Facebook and Twitter, that they create these algorithms which gives them some sort of plausible deniability. They say, well, it's not us that's doing it. It's just these algorithms. And we're not really intentionally targeting all conservatives who use conservative words or who say freedom or the Constitution or things like that. So it's a broad-based attack on our ideology, the formational ideology of the United States, throughout much of the digital universe. And it, a number of people in conservative circles, not just the gun culture, are writing and talking about it and saying, hey, we need to do something. If we allow these algorithms to choose what sites we're allowed to see or what articles go viral or who is allowed to talk about what, our freedom is diminished in severe ways that we can't ever actually see happening because it's all hidden behind the scenes and decisions made before we even are aware of things. So it's a severe problem. It's not just guns. And I, you know, there are several different approaches to try to deal with it. One is to regulate the major players in the industry. The other is to try to develop alternates. So I'm not sure how we're going to deal with it, but it is a major change in the structure of how we get information. And the fact is there's just a small number of hardcore leftist individuals that control most of the flow of that information.
Right. Do you see my question, though? I mean, do you think a 2AF, a GOA, a NRA, somebody, NSSF,
well,
especially NSSF, why isn't NSSF writing in on this one?
Well, I think they are writing about it a little bit. It's a question of how do you approach it. Now, could NSSF make a Google? I just don't think they have the resources to have an alternative. They might promote an alternative, and there are a couple out there that are trying to compete. But the fact is Google has fell into a fairly natural kind of monopoly that they have then promoted assiduously. And it's very hard to compete against an established Google or a Facebook. Now, it may happen, and I hope it does. But it's a serious problem. I'm not sure the NSSF by itself, a National Shooting Sports Foundation, can do very much more than what they're doing. And they're definitely a conservative kind of group. You know, they aren't some people that just step forward into the latest cause, celebra. So,
I think Facebook's going to go down anyway. I think Facebook's days are numbered. Their traffic is half what it was 2 years ago. They keep having all of these breaches and all of these data things and all this other stuff. Most of the young generation have deserted Facebook. I mean, Facebook is on very limited time right now. They won't let me boost a post about these coffee bugs because of my affiliation with guns. They say I'm promoting guns.
Exactly. And I see this, and I think it is happening all over, and I don't have a good solution other than to try to find alternative means to get around them and to maybe complain to Congress and say this is basically unfair. But do we really want the government to be controlling what's said on the Internet, too?
Well, I mean, if these guys are going to put themselves out there as a public forum and they're going to get all of our data, and they're going to, and they get out there and make them, you know, they lure us in by saying, we are a public forum. Come share all of your stuff with us. This is, everybody's welcome here.
And there could be, they might be prosecuted for fraud, for example.
Sure. Or they could be turned into a public utility. That would be funny.
Or they could be required that if you're going to have your terms and conditions, you have to say, we discriminate against certain points of view. Or we don't allow this kind of speech, you know. In which they would lose them a lot of customers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I sympathize and I agree because I see it. I've seen it in a lot of peers of mine that had thriving businesses built up on the premises. Anybody could come to their sites, and then they get demonetized and they get shadow banned and they don't see their customers who are very happy with them. Just can't see them as much anymore or can't get to them. And it does seem to me there's something basically wrong with that.
Yeah. What I was asking more to the point was with, like, these professional services, these professional financial services, like with Spikes Tactical, they've got one bank that's kicking them out, and they've gone to other banks that are saying, we don't do business with your kind, which this is discrimination, plain and simple.
It is.
And, you know, it's a lawful product. I mean, I've seen what they did against smoking. I used to be a very serious smoker myself, so I sort of get some of the problems with smoking. But at the same time, it's still a legal product, and you find it everywhere that sells cigarettes. So they haven't gone full house on that one, although they have very, you know, they've made it seem as bad as it really is. Guns, on the other hand, they,
well, I think that what we need to do, and I think we're starting to do it, is we need to develop alternate channels. There's enough gun owners and gun culture in this country that we can create our own informational systems, and that's one choice. And we have essentially control of the Congress and presidency right now, and I think they can bring pressure to bear, and they have been, saying if you are going to actively discriminate against half the population, or a third at least, there will be consequences.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, but we're definitely going to have to make it give them alternatives to give them consequences to face one way or the other. But let me do a little selling of you there, Dean, if I may. Dean is he's a writer at Ammoland.com. I mean, he has got it back. He's got a back catalog of articles there that would take you, if you started right now today and read one every day, it'd take you 3 years. But not to be outdone, you could do the same thing by going over to thetruthaboutguns.com and reading one article every day, and that's going to take you 3 years. So if you just discovered Dean, well, you got 6 years ahead of you, unless you read two or three a day. But once you get started with this stuff, you will be hooked. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at GCNLive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Absolute. I mean, you know, you get out there and I look at it. We've been to the moon. We have iPhones. And now we figured out how to keep a cup of coffee the right temperature all the way through it. Mankind is great. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, author, and everything else. Dean, I was talking to a friend of mine who was going hunting. He's going to, I think, Montana to hunt mule deer. And they're still talking about this incident with the bear and the guide and the guy who ran away.
Right.
That's in the entire hunting world, isn't it?
It is. And it's, I think Mark Upton was the guide who was killed.
Right.
And, Corey Chubon,
yes,
was the client who, ran away to get help.
Track
and,
star.
What happened is that Mark had bear spray on his person, which he used and which didn't stop him from getting killed. And, he also had a Glock, a 10 millimeter. Well, we don't know it's a 10 millimeter for sure, but it probably was a 10 millimeter.
Well, they said it was a Glock. One article I read said it was a Glock 20. So 10 millimeter.
And I've kind of got that impression, but I don't recall actually having documentation of it. I've been trying to get it, but I haven't got it yet.
Right.
And it probably was Glock 20. That's the most likely one. And what happened was the Glock was in the packs a few yards uphill from where they were processing the elk. And this grizzly came running downhill at them, charging them full out. That's the first time they saw it. And it grabbed the guide, Mark Upton, and then the client, who was not familiar with the Glock, grabbed the Glock and tried to get it to fire, but he couldn't get it to fire. And then the bear came at him, and he tried to toss the pistol to Upton, but it didn't make it to him. And then the bear turned back to Upton, And then Corey Tubon ran up to the horses and took a horse up to the highest elevation, was able to get cell phone contact, get a helicopter in there in about 2 hours. Now, in the meantime, Upton had somehow gotten away from the bears and managed to get like 30 or 40 yards away from them. And then we don't know exactly when, but sometime later he was attacked again and killed by the two bears. In the meantime, Tubon had been picked up by a helicopter, and I don't know if he was with the chopper when they went looking, but they found the elk before nightfall. And the attack was in the afternoon. And they found the elk, the dead elk, where the attack had occurred before nightfall, but they didn't land, and they said it was too close to dark, and so they'd come back the next day. So there's a lot of controversy about when Mark Upton died. Was he still alive when the helicopter came in, but they didn't see him?
Right.
We don't know.
I was asking them. I was like, so what are you hunting with this time? He said, oh, a high-powered rifle. But, they sometimes, this particular guy I'm talking to, sometimes he hunts with a bow, sometimes it's with a black powder rifle and everything. And, you know, the high-powered rifle is better than any of those other two weapons, as far as I'm concerned, if you need it in a pinch. But at the same time, it's not quite as portable when you've got a – how fast does a bear come at you when it's coming at you?
Well, if it's like 40 yards away, it can be there in just a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Full out charge. But if you have a gun on you and are ready to use it, a couple of seconds is long enough.
Yeah.
So, but the key is having the gun on you and being ready to use it. And with rifles, as you say, they're very effective. But if you don't have it with you, or if it's swung, or if you carry it without a round in the chamber, you may not get it into action in time to be helpful. And the other thing is, if you have a rifle on you and a bear is chomping on you, usually the rifle goes flying. Whereas people are often able to maintain control over a handgun or to get it out of a holster while they're actually being mauled by a bear and then kill the bear.
Right. So, okay. When you hunt, do you take a sidearm with you? For those occasions when,
I usually carry a sidearm with me just about everywhere. And even though bear attacks are pretty rare, when I'm in northern Wisconsin, for example, the population of bears has expanded tremendously in the last 30 years. It's just huge. When I grew up, like 40 years ago, you would rarely see a bear in the woods. I think in the first 18 years growing up, I might have seen one in the woods, which I spent a lot of time in the woods for the last 10 of those years. And yet I've come up here in the summertime for a couple of weeks and seen six or seven bears in a couple of weeks. So the bear population is very high up here. The chances of getting attacked are pretty slim, but we did have a bear attack. It was a bear hunter, and the bear was being chased by dogs, and he got attacked, and they killed the bear before it did real serious damage. He probably had only 20 or 30 stitches, which is enough, not something you want before the bear got killed. But they do happen. And the big problem, I would say, with bear attacks for black bears is people feeding the bears, or bears coming around and associating people with food. And once the bear starts associating people with food and it doesn't have a problem when it's hanging around people and they don't do anything to the bear, well, then you got a recipe for disaster, because if a bear gets hungry and there's people on, well, it seems pretty harmless, I could probably eat one, is something that might happen. But black bears are far less likely to attack you than a grizzly. And I don't spend a lot of time in areas that are pretty limited in the lower 48 where grizzlies are.
I guess.
But there's mountain lions, there's rabbits, yeah. Bobcats, coyotes, wolves.
Yeah.
I normally carry a sidearm with me just about all the time.
I was asking him if he's going to do it, and they actually, pack up and hike into their hunting area, and they're out there sleeping under the stars and everything else. And for them, they get out there and they're out there going, well, ounces equal pounds and pounds equal pain. And so they're trying to cut down on, like, they saw the handles off of their toothbrushes to cut down on the weight.
I understand that. But
so
it just depends how concerned you are and where are they going. But if it's in Montana, I'd be a little concerned about bears.
Okay. That
makes them awfully light handguns now.
But you would want one. I mean, now you've said that even a 9mm is a pretty good weapon to bring into it. How? I mean, with me, if I'm going into the woods, it's going to be a 10, and I'm going to have a lot of spare ammo, and I'm going to be packing Underwood in it. So I don't know. Anyway, we got about a minute left. I'm going to let you finish it out.
15 rounds is only going to weigh about 36 ounces, so it's not that much.
With 15 rounds in it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I know that my 9 with 18 rounds in it only weighs 32 ounces.
Okay. Good to know. I'm planning on getting another, as much as I'm loath to do it. I don't know, why doesn't Smith & Wesson make a 10mm? Why doesn't anybody but Glock make the 10mm?
They made the 10.06.
Yeah, but I'm talking like in the M&P. I'm talking about in the M&P.
Oh, well, 10mm is just kind of a little better than marginal. It's starting to gain a little bit more popularity here.
But I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time, Dean. We'll pick up. We're going to talk about the 10mm next week. I want to open with that because I would love to get your take on it. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Very good.
Thank you, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.